The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. It's a Tuesday, but we're going to find a way to have some fun anyway. Let's just do it. It's the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll respond. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is blitzed. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. 713-780-3776, just in case. And you can also watch us on Twitch. All you have to do is go to ESPN975.com. Click on Twitch. There we are. Put your comments on the chat. That's it.
Simple as that.
Plenty
it's
of ways.
Not complicated at all.
No. We make it as easy as possible.
That's right.
So we're going to have John Granato join us at 4:30 today. He is in Green Bay for the joint practices.
That's right.
So thought we would check in with him. Jerome Solomon scheduled to join us at 5:30. The rest of it, it's all us. Let's have some fun.
All right.
What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports, and stuff like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what do you want to start with, sports or stuff like that?
Boy, I'll tell you what. Poor Max Kellerman. Max Kellerman, I guess, kind of sold his soul.
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting a bunch of dough now. I mean, good for him. I thought he had a pretty good gig going when he was at ESPN, or when he was doing like boxing stuff for ESPN, and now he's on the First Take show with Stephen A. And
boy, has he changed!
Boy,
from the old days when we used to interview him.
Yeah, like as good as he is at that one thing, and this is a problem too. I complain about Stephen A. the same way. They force him to answer questions about things that he's not really up on.
Right.
I don't know if what's worse, that, because I do think that Stephen A. is often just ill-informed on some things. I think Kellerman is trying to go like the full-blown troll route, like Skip Bayless route.
That's kind of what they want them to do. That's what they want them to be. And, you know, they make a lot of money doing it, but they seem to think that that's all people care about.
So
just having takes on anything and trolling.
The all-decade teams were announced for the NBA today. Did you see this?
I did see that.
Okay. So the first team is, and you can tell me if you have any argument for any of these guys,
okay,
or against any of these guys. LeBron James.
Hate him.
That's a pretty safe one.
Doesn't belong on there. LeBron James does not belong on that list. Is that what you
hold mean? On, Max.
Okay, fine.
Kevin Durant.
No problems there.
Steph Curry.
No problems there.
Kawhi Leonard.
No problems there.
Your James Harden.
Okay. I wouldn't. I mean, it's like with any list, there's a problem. I'm sure there's a couple of people you could work in there, but I have no problem with that.
There is a mighty drop off to the second team, in my opinion. I mean, at least from that first team, which is like basically a god squad. Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, Blake Griffin, and Anthony Davis.
Really?
Yeah.
Carmelo's still on there?
Yep. I mean, he put up some big numbers early.
He did for, I guess, about the first 4 years of the decade.
And then the third team, which I would probably take over the second team, LaMarcus Aldridge, Giannis, Paul George, Dwayne Wade, Kobe Bryant. Now, what got Max thrown off is there was an argument about, is Kobe Bryant, should he be on the second team over, you know, Russell Westbrook? And Max Kellerman said, it's not that crazy that Kobe Bryant is on the third team. What's crazy is that he's on any of these teams at all.
Okay.
He said he's one of the most disappointing players of the last decade.
Okay.
And of course,
I mean, honestly,
now everyone's posting clown gifs and
I mean, but he was really good up until
shame.
Yeah, he had the injury in 2013 and you know, and he wasn't quite the same after that, but before that for a good 4 years of the decade, he was still arguably the best player in the league, certainly one of the top two or three.
Yeah.
So, I think you could put him on the second team, frankly. I don't know. I think I'd have Westbrook on that team. I think there's somebody else I could take off, I'm sure. But so he doesn't belong on there at all, huh?
That's what Max says. And, of course, Molly Carum walked off the stage.
Okay. Why? She got something going with
I don't know. She was just, yeah, apparently, she was just disgusted by it. I don't think she's got going. She's married to Jalen Rose, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Doesn't mean she doesn't have something going.
That's possible. But that would, I mean, she. I don't think that would upset her. And if she did have something going, I would think she'd probably play it cool, right?
Yeah, you would think because Kobe doesn't want to have to buy another ring.
Right. Yeah, Kobe's trying to play it cool. And you can't be out there snitching. You got to give him the Jeter treatment. Super quiet, super discreet.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so now Max Kellerman is just being drug through the Twitterverse. Now, you know, I will say that Max, when you look at, there's two ways to look at it. From the 2009-10 season through 2019, he was injured in 2012, farewell tour in 2016. And that you could say that's it. Okay, that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is Kobe from 2009 to 2016, one NBA championship, one finals MVP, 25 points per game, 5 rebounds per game, 5 assists per game, 4-time first-team All-NBA, 3-time All-Defense. And Max Kellerman said, Kobe Bryant, this is the quote, Kobe Bryant is on the all-decade worst team.
Really? So he's on the team with Hashim Thabeet.
Yes. And Anthony Bennett.
And Johnny Flynn.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? Again, this is what these guys do. They get some ridiculous take that people react to this way, and they get their name out there. And he doesn't care that he looks like an idiot. Look at Stephen A. Stephen A. doesn't care when he looks like an idiot because people are talking about Stephen A.
That's true.
And Max is trying to get to that level with Bayless and all these other loudmouths, and you know, good for him.
It's such a golden opportunity for him to be like the voice of reason on a show like that, right? If that's the role he chose to take.
There's not really voice of reason. There's not supposed to be. I mean, that's how these things work. You're supposed to be provocative. You're supposed to say things that are going to get people talking. That's what you do. And we could easily do that. I mean, I joke about how we could, about the Astros. Like, the Astros are the most hated team in baseball. Here's why.
Right.
You can make those takes. And, man, it's like guy on Twitter says, if you're going to be wrong with conviction. That's really all you're doing, right? You're making a ridiculous point. If you do it with conviction and sound like you believe it, then it becomes a thing. And Robert says, why even give First Take any attention? I don't watch that show.
I don't watch it either. I just saw the highlight on Twitter.
Yeah, it's... But
I don't think there's a way that in any circumstance you could say that Kobe Bryant was on the all-worst decade.
Yeah, I mean, that's just dumb. I mean, that's just your... At that point, you're just trying to get the response, and guess what? It worked. So, yeah, I mean, I don't have too much problem with those teams, but that just goes to show how you can take almost anything and turn it into a hot take.
I mean, Yeah, if you, I mean, if he wanted to really go for it, he could have been like, oh, LeBron's overrated or something like that. But
yeah, and yeah, say LeBron should be second team or something.
Yeah.
That would be just as provocative. And I guarantee you somebody would do that.
Yeah.
LeBron James does not belong on the first team.
Oh, there's some guys who would say that.
I know. And it's silly. I mean, but yeah, I think in Max's case, it's, when else would we talk about him anymore? It's not like, and I kind of remember him as the dude we interviewed several times who knew his stuff with boxing and seemed pretty reasonable. But it's a different job. It would be like if we got bought out by ESPN Maine and they came in here and told us that we need to have an opinion on every single thing, then we need to have conviction about it, and that we needed to get attention, we could easily do that.
Yeah.
And set off the Twitterverse about what idiots we are. Yeah. And then but the thing is, there'll be somebody out there who agrees with him. That's the weird part about it. There'll be some guy who says, he's right. He's on the all worst team.
Okay.
I would bet money there's one person out there that agrees with him or buys the take. There's got to be, because let's be honest, it's that drop we used to have. There's a lot of stupid people out there. So I don't buy it.
Well, I didn't think the list was all that crazy.
No. I mean, but I mean, that's
you
why.
You know who you really could have made an argument for had he not fallen completely off the face of the earth late would be Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were looking for a big.
Yeah.
I think he would have been in the conversation.
Especially for the first half of the decade. Yeah.
I think, you probably could have mentioned Derrick Rose or Kyrie Irving. I don't think either one of those would have been too crazy.
Yeah, the Carmelo one still gets me.
Yeah, the Carmelo one is very odd to me. I mean, I guess
I could understand it because he did have some really good years early on. It's just the decline. Maybe it hasn't been as long as it feels like, but it feels like the last 3 years he's been useless.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to – it's funny because you talk about these hot takes. I've been seeing on Twitter a lot of Astros hatred lately.
It's impossible.
And it's funny because – well, if you're outside of Houston. But it's all the stuff I made up that day when I was about it. Hey, I'm going to be the one guy in Houston who hates the Astros.
Right.
And if you missed the take, it was a total joke. But, and then went on with the reasons why I hate him. Roberto Osuna. Okay, that's an easy one. Yuli Gurriel, racist.
It's true.
Alex Bregman.
Accused racist.
Yeah, well,
I guess he was convicted.
Yeah, he was pretty much convicted.
By the court of baseball.
Cheaters. They all cheat.
All cheat.
Look, because every time somebody comes here, they got that spin rate.
Spin rate.
Trevor Bauer said that.
Tyler Bauer.
Yeah, Trevor Tyler. And then they got caught stealing signs. So we know they're cheaters.
Yeah.
And Justin Verlander got Kate Upton. So if you don't hate him for that, you should. But no, there's people out there that say all this crap. And it's dumb. And but it gets attention. And I want it noted for the record, those of you who are stealing that take now to hate the Astros, I made that all up. It was made up. I mean, it's true, but come on.
But I mean, it's kind of made up.
It is kind of made up. It's a hot take. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. I have to tell you about
Harry's.
Harry's Razors. And I like to stay clean shaven these days. And the reason is Harry's, because it's so convenient and it's so affordable and the quality is fantastic. And I'm telling you, it's hot out there. There's no reason to have any extra facial hair running around unless you're a dude who looks good with a beard. I'm not one of those. And one of the best ways to stay cool is a close, comfortable shave with Harry's. And how about this? Blades are as low as $2 each. So we're going to give you a great deal where you can try them out. And if you like them, then I promise you, you're going to love it being able to get new blades for $2 each. Here's what we're going to do. 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Free shipping. $3. You're going to get all that stuff so you can try them out. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Here's the best part. If you don't love your shave, you let them know, you'll get that $3 back. So why not try it for $3? And how about this? Harry's also gives back. 1% of all sales are donated to charitable organizations. So you're going to be doing business with good people. You're going to get affordability, convenience, all of it. They cut out the middleman and ship directly to you. I never have to go to the store for a razor again. I never even have to think about it. Matter of fact, ordered some replacements today. Boom, done. They'll be here by the time my other ones run out. It's that simple. Of course, you want to go into Walmart and Target and try them. You can do that. But you're going to do it for $3? Are you? This summer, special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off the trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. And when you run out, remember, Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. $3, free shipping, code FAOUR at harrys.com.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A couple people weighing in on Twitch, which I think has been a good addition to the show. But Space Ghost said, how much money would you take to look like a fool like Kellerman? And Commodore Smurf said, $5 million a year. I think that's a going rate for these guys.
That's about right.
It's
just so hard for me to like.
You know what? It would be hard because I wouldn't have fun doing it and I wouldn't enjoy it.
I would have to pre-write all my takes.
Right.
And then I'd have to write them down and remember them.
But you know what? Much. If you told me I could go do that for a year.
Oh, yeah, I'd make a run at it.
And then come back and do this, I'd do it.
I'd make a run at it,
Because $5 million would be enough to retire on.
But then are you permanently a joke?
Well, I think anybody who listens to this show would think I was a complete joke because, I mean, I try to be honest. It for better or worse, you know, if I'm really passionate about a take, then I believe that. And I'm sure I could pull enough stuff that I was passionate about, but something like that, if you told me, hey, man, we want you to argue against LeBron James on the first team and do it with conviction.
Yeah.
It'd be like, that's tough. I don't really believe that. You know, can I come up with something else? Like Russell Westbrook should be on the first team over James Harden. Even that I can't really do. So, yeah, it would be more like a job than what we do. Because you would have to, you would have to basically play a role. It'd be more acting. Now, I can act.
But I don't know if I can.
Well.
I mean, for $5 million, I'd damn sure try.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And the scary thing is like all these shows are doing the same thing. And it bothers me a little bit because people, I mean, these guys were all respectable at one point. Stephen A., I still think is, when it comes to basketball, he still knows his stuff. And Skip Bayless at one time was a hell of a good columnist.
Yeah.
These are guys that are all that I've had a lot of respect for a lot of years. And, you know, so people take those and believe them. And it's like, wow, it just doesn't. It doesn't work for me, and I don't want to say I couldn't do it for $5 million a year. I sure couldn't do it for very long.
No, it'd be tough.
So,
but yeah, for $5 million a year, I'd try it.
Yeah, and just as it's kind of my point, does anyone want to be respectable or trustworthy anymore?
That doesn't pay as much.
No, it doesn't. But yeah, I do feel like we're in a pretty rare position where we can kind of do whatever we want here. And that's a good thing about not having teams on the station. So I hope we're as close to honest as possible. It doesn't mean we're trustworthy.
Right.
But I think we're honest about stuff. So 713-780-ESPN. And Jamper said it'd be hard for me to imagine either of you guys angrily arguing over sports takes on a constant basis. We do it sometimes. And every now and then, like if I know some AJ's passionate about something and I kind of feel the other way, I'll get him going because it makes for good radio. But it's not really phony. I'm trying to draw the best out of him. But there are times where we disagree on things, and when we do, it makes for, I think it makes for good radio, but it's not something people want to hear every day.
Not all the time.
No, if we did that every day, you know, Patrick Creighton, if I did a show with Patrick Creighton, I'm pretty sure we'd get into a sports argument every single day.
Yeah, well, he'd out loud you.
He would. He would. That's the other thing. I can't do that. I don't want to be that loud. I don't want to be the guy when I'm walking into my office, which is a good 50 feet away, where I hear somebody screaming in here.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I gotta say, Joel's volume has gone up here recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've heard Joel a few times in there. I'm kind of like, was that Creighton?
Damn.
That's more of his Texas Hammer impression.
Yeah, that's true. When he does that, which you have to yell for that. Just like me doing Creighton. You have to yell for that.
The Hammer.
Oh, man. Somebody says you wouldn't have to write your own takes because they have a staff that writes them.
I don't know that they do, though. I mean, they have a
bunch of people that work on that show and come up with the topics of the day. Now, I don't know if they write their takes for him.
Right.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Because that's why I said Stephen A's gotten in trouble before by, you know, going off on stuff that he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, well.
And if somebody's writing for him, I mean, well, they're not doing much of a service.
See, that's the other cool thing I like. Is the stuff we do comes from us. It's not, we don't have, like I know Mike and Mike, because when they were here a couple times, the staff those guys had putting stuff together for them constantly. And it's just, not that I feel like it's dishonest. I just feel like it's again, you're playing a role. You're playing a role of a radio host where you're being fed what you should talk about.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean they didn't talk about it with their own opinion. It just meant, hey, you need to talk Yankees, Red Sox. And Colin was always honest about that when he was on ESPN. It's like, hey, I'm playing the hits, man. I'm talking LeBron. I'm talking the Lakers. I'm talking Yankees. I'm talking Red Sox. I'm talking Cowboys. And because those are the things that drive the needle nationally. And I do think of all those guys, he kind of gets it better than anybody, even though I don't really agree. I do think there's times where he's making stuff up. But most of the time, I think he actually has developed those opinions and tries to defend them. Now, the whole, it's kind of fun that he's feuding with Baker Mayfield, because I don't really like either
guy. Ridiculous.
I've got about five texts asking, have you watched The Boys on Amazon
Prime? I haven't yet. My wife's not back in town yet.
AJ has not watched it. I've watched it twice. That'll tell you what I think about it.
But so, yeah, it's on my list now.
And a friend of mine last night, I was texting her and saying, dude, you need to watch the show. And so she's like three episodes in. It's like, holy bleep, I love this. And it's like, okay, see? Yeah, I'll say that's the best new show I've seen in a while. In terms of season one. I mean, it doesn't mean it's going to continue to be good.
Well, yeah, we've had plenty of great season ones.
Yeah, yeah. But as far as...
Better season one than True Detective?
For what I like, yeah.
Oh, boy.
It was a hell of a lot less confusing at the end.
Man,
you get all the payoffs that you didn't get at the end of the first season of True Detective.
That was like perfect television to me, damn near.
It was really good, but it was also... We're also talking different genres.
Okay.
This is more fun. This is more in the... A little more fun, but a lot more dark, actually.
Dark than True Detective?
Yes. Yes, in terms of... I think...
It's like pedophiles and serial murderers.
See, I can't talk to you about some of the stuff that happens.
All right.
But like, if Preacher season one before the last episode had sex with Banshee, I think this would be their kid.
Did Alexandra Daddario take her top off in The Boys?
No, she's not in it. But
I think
there is a.
I think we know who the winner is.
There is a superhero orgy scene.
Yeah, but
so I'm telling you,
a tough one to top. All right, guys, I got to tell you about my computer career. If you're looking for a new gig, you're not making enough money, you're working crappy hours, check out my computer career. Get yourself into an IT career. Go to my computer career, and in less than 4 months, you could be on your way. All you got to do is go take that free career evaluation, and you can get started. Simple as that. If you don't have any computer experience or training, they don't even care. Because starting people from scratch, that is what they do, helping people start an IT career. You'll attend classes on campus or live online two or three times a week. You're going to get everything you need, and it's more than a school because they're going to help you get into the industry after you graduate. because they work with hundreds of employers that hired their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes are starting up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation today. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
No, I'm not regular. No, I'm not regular. Ooh, we're no regular.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A couple things. Nash says, I usually agree with you, but I didn't really like the boys. Yeah, I have one other person tell me that. So I get it. WB says it's gross fun. I'm as excited as hell for season two. And then James was saying, was it not hard for you to see Anthony Starr in his role? He's such a douche in this. I miss his Hood character. I love his character. And it was hard to recognize him. He looks nothing like Lucas Hood. He kind of looks like a weird Bradley Cooper.
I feel like that's what he always kind of looked like.
Well, weirder here.
Okay.
But his character just gets more and more bizarre the deeper you get into it. And I liked it a lot. I just thought it had all the things that I look for in a series, which are I like the writing, I like the acting. I thought the story was really well paced. The reveals they did came at just the right time. And there's a holy bleep moment in almost every episode after episode three, and in some cases more than one. So, you know, that's cool. Again, we don't always all like the same stuff, but I think most of the listeners would have seen it, would appreciate it. And
yeah.
And I got to give the listeners credit. They're the ones who told me about it.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
So you'll enjoy it. I have a pretty good idea what you like. So, yeah, and there are some very attractive women in this one. This isn't like Ozarks where there's not a single attractive woman.
None.
No, there's a lot. And there's some superhero hotties, too.
All right.
So, you get a chance, just wanted to pass something on. If you can go to Sports Map today, there's a lot of great stuff. But I wrote a column that's a little different. You know, I took some time off from bashing Bill O'Brien and praising the Astros. I had a longtime friend of mine pass away last week, which I want to thank Hal Lundgren, who writes for the Chronicle, for calling me yesterday and let me know about it, because I hadn't heard. And but I wrote a column about him. His name was Jerry Mantooth.
I read it.
Just a great human being, and really horrible how he passed away. And he'd been through a rough stretch. He'd lost his son a couple months ago. By the way, Aaron, we need to be calling Granato. If you get a chance, the column's worth a read, because if you hung out at the track, you met him. AJ's met him a few times. And he would always come try to talk to us while we're on the air, even though I told him not to. But it just, it's one of those things that there is a camaraderie between gamblers.
Oh, no doubt.
And we spent a lot of time together. We had some big scores. I've told you a couple of Vegas stories that he was involved in. And I am going to share my favorite last story with him. But right now, let's go to John Granato. Because John is in Wisconsin with
Green Bay.
So I saw people there fanning themselves, and it's 70 degrees. What the hell?
Oh my God! They think it's so hot. Yeah. Oh yeah. gotta get a fan. Gotta get a fan. I actually standing out there in the sun here, it was. I mean, it's not like Houston, but for here, I don't ever. I lived here for 3 years working here in. I don't remember it ever being like, actually, summer was like a week. So this is really, really nice for here, if you want to know the truth.
So what impressions have you gotten from watching these practices? Anybody stood out to you that it's like, hey, I can't wait to see this guy when he gets in a real game?
I'm interested. They got both the rookies at guards, Sharping at the right and Howard at the left guard. So that's interesting to me. It'll be interesting to me to see if Matt Khalil can handle the left tackle spot. If he can, then they're going to be a lot better off. Chantrell Henderson, apparently. Now, and I'm standing next to him. He's a big dude, but he was at 1.377. He's down to in the three teens now or something.
Oh, boy.
And he's what, you know, he's like light in the ass, if you want to know the truth. You know, big guys, they got big. He's like, it's funny. He's all upper body. And apparently he's just lost a boatload of weight. And I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that works out. But he's never been able to stay healthy, so you got to be ready for that. I was interested. I don't think Julian Davenport is in the coach's favor right now because he's clearly second and maybe even not, you know, on the second team. We'll see. Because he wasn't getting nearly the reps, obviously, that he got last year, or in no work with the first team. Calametti and Fulton came in some with the first team and got some reps, but not Davenport. I think Roger Johnson got some reps with the first team, so that's something to watch.
Who are the running backs that are coming off after Lamar? Who's been the first guy to get on the field after Lamar?
Higdon is catching some. There was it's just a mismatch. That whole thing where he came out and said, "Well, we got a glut at running back, so we got rid of Deontay Foreman." Nah, that's not true. I mean, Foreman was just a pain in the ass. It was late and just has no football character, so that's why they got rid of him. It has nothing to do with, we had too many running backs. Higdon looks pretty good. He's a smaller guy. You'll see a lot of him tomorrow. There was a guy, Josh Ferguson is getting some reps. There's really nobody that's really standing out, if you want to know the truth. Their second team running back probably isn't on the team right now.
Man,
yeah. That's not good. Hey, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, what's the latest that you've heard on A.J. McCarron? I know he left practice today. Is it considered minor? Because I don't know that you can go into the season with Joe Webb as your number two quarterback.
Yeah. Well, no, and Bill O'Brien didn't know. When he was asked about it, he was just honest with us. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. And so, no, that's a bad thing because they're only carrying three. There's not another guy. I mean, and that's kind of – why not get, you know, just have another guy just to learn the offense so that just in case, right? And now if he's down, Joe Webb plays the whole game. And God forbid anything happens to him, then Deshaun's got to come in. If in fact, you know, that it's serious with McCarron, JJ tweaked the groin. You go sit down. You're not doing anything, you know. Normally, any kind of an injury, you're not going to have in it. And AJ will play an important role if he's going to be backup. So you don't want to have to force him to play in this game if he's not healthy, but you might have to.
Texter wanted me to ask you how Bradley Roby looks.
Bradley Roby looked pretty good. He's running. He can run with people at least. That's for sure. He was running with Devontae Adams. The Packers are not good at wide receivers.
After Adams, they're pretty dead.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't know if this is a great indication, but I'll tell you this. I'll say this because we've all seen Aaron Rodgers plenty. If it's the new offense, maybe okay, but there were a lot of times, even in just 7-on-7s, but with team and 7-on-7s, Aaron Rodgers drops back, looking, and nothing. And then he starts to roll out and he, you know, flips one. I mean, I can't tell you how many times that happened. Whether it's that they are not getting open, and that you credit the section secondary, or they're not getting open because they're not very good at getting open, or Aaron Rodgers is just not comfortable with this offense yet. Whatever the case may be, he doesn't look like he's all that confident, that he's all, you know, he's all into this offense.
So how much more do you pick up from watching these practices than you will in the preseason game when you're probably not going to see Aaron Rodgers out there?
Yeah. No, yeah, this is way better. Way better. Because you got all kinds of reps with the first teams. And, you know, and they're trying. I mean, the guys are out there.
They're battling.
The first team guys know they're first team guys. So, you know, the backups are really going after it. But, it's a much better indication than any of the preseason.
Do all the first-team guys know that they're first-team guys? Like, I mean, does Matt Khalil know he's a first-team guy? I can't imagine that he feels super comfortable.
Oh, no. He's fighting for a job. There's no question. There's no question. He's got to play. And he didn't look great in one-on-ones when, you know, just drills. He was getting beat some, but in the team, he looked pretty good. But now, I don't know. I think of all of the guys that are starting right now, I think he's the most tenuous. He hasn't shown that he can be a left tackle in the NFL for a few years now. So I think if you look at this, and that's one of the bad things, too, is because Titus Howard is playing mostly left guard right next to him. So if he's got to move over, he lost a whole training camp of learning how to play left tackle. Right? So yeah. I think that this is – that he – Matt Khalil, it better work out. Otherwise, you know, that's a lot of wasted time for Howard.
Did they let you ride a bicycle to practice with the rest of the team?
Did who?
Did they let you ride a bicycle to practice with the rest of the team?
No. I got there as late as possible.
Well, and I know you got a lot of downtime there. What's your favorite Green Bay strip club?
I don't. I'm not. No. If anybody is listening, come to the Sardine Can. I'll buy you drinks. Okay? The Sardine Can is my buddy's bar.
They have a strip club called the Sardine Can?
Sardine Can. Because the wall, actually, you can hit a button and the wall moves in or expands. The whole wall does. So they call it the Sardine Can because you can crush people in there.
That's an interesting concept for a strip club.
Yeah, and I don't know why you would want to crush people in. I know it's kind of stupid, but it's my buddy's bar, and it's like hot. And like tomorrow here, they'll have 2,000 people out here in the street. They do a band outside, and they've got bars set up all outside. They close off the block. They do it every Wednesday, and it's like crazy.
Do they even have Coors Light in Milwaukee, or in Wisconsin, or do you have to drink Miller?
What do you think? What do you think I'm drinking right now?
Well, I mean,
climb on. Brother.
I don't know. I don't know if Wisconsin's a corn syrup state. I don't know.
No. Well, God forbid it's not. Why do you hate America?
Yeah.
Oh, you want rice?
You want that good nectar?
Why don't you go to Asia?
Huh?
Why don't you go to Asia and drink your beer?
That is John Granato. Go to the Sardine Can. He'll buy you a drink tonight with loaded
I'm
down.
Broadway. Come on.
Loaded down.
Hey, thanks,
no
John.
Rice. Zero rice.
Zero rice.
All corn. All right, thanks, John.
All right.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. If there were a strip club called the Sardine Can, I'm not going.
You're not going to that?
No, I'm not.
I don't think it was a strip club, but I just wanted to
not.
Keep rolling with that.
Yeah, that was... Yeah. He obviously kept rolling with it.
Well, I don't think you could hear me because he just keeps talking over me. That's okay. Radio pros.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. And, you know, here's the deal about TGS, and I try to tell people all the time, it's worth checking out. I'm not guaranteeing that they're going to save everybody money on their home insurance. Depending on what you want, I mean, they've got a policy that could be better. They've got a policy that could have less coverage or maybe the same coverage for a lower amount. But there's no harm in trying. There's no obligation when you do. It literally takes 15 seconds to get a home insurance quote using nothing but your address, and you'll probably save a bunch of money. The average customer is saving $870 this year. So here's how you do it. You text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You send that back. You're going to get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And guys, that's the future right now. So check it out. You don't even need to wait until your renewal, because let's say you signed up with the other guys a couple months ago. They don't care. TGS is going to take care of that. They're going to pay off the back end. You're going to get a check back from that old company. It's just how it works, man. They've got you covered. You can just sit back and save money. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It says Sam McCarron's out for the season. Do you call Tom Savage? God, I hope not.
I can't be that bad.
No.
This is normally the case where you would call Case Keenum.
Yeah, well,
but now he's gotten too good for that position.
Who knows if he survives there, though? I mean,
yeah.
There's going to be somebody cut. The problem is, it's preseason. You're going to throw Joe Webb out there for four quarters tomorrow night.
You cannot do it.
It is a little weird that they didn't have somebody else on the roster just for reps. You know, just in this situation where if you lose one of your quarterbacks, you don't want Deshaun out there. That's for sure. So, all right, lots of Joe. Unless, I mean, it may not be that serious. We just know he left with a hand injury.
Right. Boy. Yeah not a...
So you would have to sign somebody for tomorrow night to play.
I mean, well...
So who's out there that's ever even been in your offense?
I don't know.
That's a... I mean, I'm sure there's somebody.
I mean, I don't know that there is somebody. I mean, unless you want to bring in Tom Savage, that may be your option. Hmm. And obviously, that's not a reasonable option. So
no,
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, man. If that's the case, they would
is,
be in. A,
is Josh Johnson still unsigned? Because didn't he play with him for a while?
Probably, but is Josh Johnson really any different than?
But I mean, you just need somebody to come in and play a half.
Yeah,
I mean that's the thing. I mean, you're not. This isn't for. This is if McCarron can't play tomorrow or Thursday. Excuse me. then you're going to need a quarterback to at least because at most you want one series out of Deshaun at most, and then it's going to have to be. I assume it was going to be McCarron and then Webb.
Here, let me throw something at you.
Okay.
Let me throw a wild card at you.
All right.
You know who is a who's there in the building and knows the system pretty well?
Oh, TJ?
TJ Yates. Taylor Johnny Yates.
Yeah. I could see that. I mean, you're just talking about probably a quarter of preseason football,
hey,
right?
Man, grab a jersey.
Call Brandon Whedon.
Yeah, well, that's what Joel just texted me.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
That's another one you could throw in there, too.
But, I mean, TJ Yates is literally in the building.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good thought.
He probably wouldn't mind a paycheck.
For one
overtime pay.
One half a game there.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776.
I mean, the good thing is it's this preseason, so.
Yeah.
If somebody comes in for a half and is horrible, who cares? Like, this is the best time for it to happen.
Yeah.
But my guess is A.J. McCarron's not going to play. I mean, I think just hopefully it's not a major injury that's going to linger beyond one stupid preseason game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a matter of what happens if you have to throw Joe Webb out there and he gets hurt and then, you don't have
you
another
real
quarterback.
Problems. Yeah. Yeah. Then you're running like the, you're basically running a running attack, direct snaps. I mean,
yeah,
and wildcatting.
What good does that really do you in evaluating?
That's not helping you.
Yeah. Lamont says McClain threw out a scenario that if Blue gets cut by the Jags, the Texans could bring him back,
God.
Would be the day I stop being a Texan fan. I think I've heard him say that 100 times, but I will say this: Joel actually wrote a really good Sports Map article today on who the Texans should go after, and he mentioned Melvin Gordon, which I don't think you should spend the money on that guy. But I'll tell you who I would try to make a trade offer for is Duke Johnson. And I know that he wants out of Cleveland. Now, I think they want to keep him until Kareem Hunt is ready to play.
Yeah.
And also, I'd be a little concerned about Kareem Hunt getting out into bar altercations and everything else. But if that guy is made available, I wouldn't mind because that's a guy who could be your number two running back.
Yeah, but the problem is he's – kind of a specialist himself. And if they've got, if Caron Higdon is working into that role, what they really need is, they really need a number one back. Yeah. They're not going to find that.
But I think they're committed to Miller for this year.
Maybe so.
But I think the whole thing that frustrates me is not having a plan for if Foreman didn't work out. That's just typical
Texan. It's really ridiculous.
And... He says O'Brien should play quarterback since he does everything else on the team.
Yeah.
At least somebody could hit him then. That'd be cool.
Yeah. I mean, the Browns, I get why Duke Johnson wants out. He looks up, he sees Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, and he's like, okay, I'm not playing. And he's probably not. Those guys are better than him. But he's still a serviceable player.
He'd be better than anybody
that
the Texans have on the roster.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing they'll probably wait until the last minute after cuts to bring in somebody. Man, I hope it's not.
Well, the good thing is with a running back, you can kind of wait till the last minute. That's one of those positions where just go out there, run the football, hit this gap, go.
Yeah. And then you don't fumble.
Some pass protection stuff, yeah. But I mean, especially a guy like him, that's like a third down back.
Unless you're Deontay Foreman,
then you never learn that.
Let's squeeze in a call real quick. Doug, you're on the Blitz. Go,
Dougie Fresh. Hello, Doug.
Hello.
What's going on, gents?
Hey, sports.
Hey, good
man.
Afternoon. How we doing?
Sports.
Hey, check it out. I know you guys don't talk about baseball betting much, and I don't know much about it either, but I'm going to the game. And, you know, it's always more fun when there's a little bit of money involved. So do you have any thoughts about tonight's lineup, especially with Greinke getting out there?
Yeah, I don't bet baseball, and my guess is I don't even know what the numbers are today. I'm guessing you're looking at that's how removed I've made myself from betting baseball. I don't even look at lines.
Yeah.
But I would guess it's going to be a big fat number. And when I did bet baseball, my rule of thumb was don't bet favorites. So
yeah,
I don't know that the Astros are going to lose. I don't want to tell you that the Astros are going to lose. So throw money against them. I can't with good conscience recommend that, but I can tell you, you're not long term. You won't make money betting on big favorites.
Yeah, I honestly consistently don't get involved with betting baseball for a reason, and to even give you an opinion.
It was a disease for me, Fred.
Yeah, well, you were doing it every day.
It's a disease,
but I just don't really.
It's a sucker's game.
Yeah, the Astros are -225.
Yeah, you can't play that.
So you can't play that. And I came close to making one baseball bet this year when the Astros had to come back from the West Coast and play the next day. And like we're getting in at 5 in the morning. And I thought, wow, this is just a really crappy setup for them. And they all bitched about it. And then they went out and won. So I did not bet it. But I was going to bet against the Astros that night. And that's the closest I've come to making a bet because it was a situational thing. It just, I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm proud of you.
So,
sorry to disappoint, Doug.
Yeah. And man, I'll be happy to have opinions on things I bet on, but if it's just that's the one thing I can't sit here and lie to you and pretend that I know what I'm talking about when it comes to baseball betting.
All right, guys. Not only is Triangle Energy bringing the energy on Houston Dynamo game days, they're doing something extra special for you. They're giving you the power to win free electricity for an entire year. 365 days with no electric bill. How great would that be? Sign up for any power to win electricity plan. You'll receive 2 Dynamo game tickets, 2 t-shirts, and you'll be automatically enrolled to win free electricity for a year. Each time the Dynamo win a home game, Triangle Energy is going to draw a lucky fan or customer to win a year of free electricity. It's so great and so easy. Here's how you enter to win. Text the word POWER to 77177. Visit TriEagleEnergy.com for more details. Use promo code ESPN on TriEagleEnergy.com. You'll get yourself an additional discount when you sign up. But once again, just text the word POWER to 77177. PUCT license number 10064.
Well, my woman, she told me